Today's games are presented by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary banking. Gold Fever, catch it, watch it, on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Good Sports USA in Wall Township, New Jersey's premier sports facility and family entertainment center. Please Bar and Grill, now open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. The Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Lice Lifters of the Jersey Shore in West Long Branch, and Ocean Trophies, the official trophy supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Let's head down to the court and join Matt Harmon for our exclusive radio coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament.
And we are live from West Long Branch, New Jersey today on the campus of Monmouth University, getting sent for the Boys Shore Conference Tournament Final in 2013 from the Multi-Purpose Activity Center on the normal home of the Hawks, who you just heard drop a tough one out in St. Francis, Pennsylvania. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, James Kenny, our on-site engineer, along with Lauren Bajica back in the studios. What started as 28 has whittled its way down to two. It is an all-Ocean County final for the first time in a very long time. And one thing we are sure of, an Ocean County team wins this one today. The top two seeds in the tournament advancing into today's final. Number one, Lakewood, coming in with a mark of 21-1. They square off against number two, Point Beach, 22-2. Kevin Williams off to my right. We just saw Red Bank Catholic knock off Point Barrow in the girls' final in a pretty competitive matchup. And I think we're going to get the same thing here today. When you are the number one and the number two seeds with some of the talent we have seen from both of these teams displayed in the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and, of course, all season long, lot of action, I think, today on the floor.
Matt, good afternoon, and I could not agree with you more. There is nothing that would lead you to believe this will be anything but a tight basketball game that will go down to the wire. They are the top two seeds. They have separated themselves from the rest of the Shore Conference elite, and they are playing for a championship today. Combined records, 43-3, and you can make an argument that all the losses are somewhat tainted. Lakewood's only loss back on January 4th, Matt, against Central Regional, came when Tyrese Beverett, their outstanding all-around senior, was on a college football recruiting trip. Point Beach's two losses, including one to Lakewood, came when their outstanding 6'8" junior center Dom Yule was out with a sprained ankle. So both teams indeed deserve to be in this championship game. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Road to the finals for both of the teams. First for Point Pleasant Beach. They had a bye in the opening round, destroyed Neptune in the round of 16, 88-58, beat Manalapan in the quarterfinals, 52-45. And, Kevin, what was one of the most enjoyable games I can remember that you and I have broadcast in recent memory, they beat Manasquan 50-47 in a game that Point Beach played five guys the entire game, never went to the bench, and it was a game that, I was still talking about it today with people as I saw them. So many ebbs and flows and changes in emotion in that game.
Well, it was. I think it's the signature game of this Shore Conference tournament, and it earned them a spot here. We talked about the fatigue factor with the five guys the other day, having to play all 32 minutes. And it's not just 32 ordinary minutes. It's 32 minutes of live or die to play another day. It's 32 minutes of anxiety, stress, emotion, ebbs and flows, highs and lows. It's a draining experience, but I'm sure these young guys are ready to go this afternoon. I think one of the interesting things, and we should address it at the top, is the coaching matchup. You have Randy Holmes in his sixth season at Lakewood, a Lakewood standout. As a matter of fact, Matt, he was the top player on the last Lakewood team to win the Shore Conference Championship, this event, back in 1991. He replaced his longtime coach and mentor, John Pott Richardson, who will be sitting behind the Lakewood bench rooting for his former player and longtime assistant coach to sort of complete that circle of life and now win as a coach. On the other side, you have Nick Catania. It is 10th year at Point Pleasant Beach. It's his alma mater as well. So you have two guys coaching their alma maters. And, of course, Point Beach, I think you'd agree, was a mediocre team for most of that time. But things have really taken off in the last couple of years. They've gotten certainly help with some transfers. The fact that it's a tuition-based school, it's infused some talent, and Coach Catania and his staff have made the most of it, and here they are playing for a title. They have not been here since 1963. And by the way, who was the star of that 63 team? A guy you know pretty well, Ron Crail.
Wow.
Who would later coach the Beach, coach at the Borough, and have a long, distinguished career at Monmouth University, your alma mater.
Look at you pulling out the facts and figures today. Lakewood also had a road to the final. They also had an opening round bye as the top seed, beat Middletown North convincingly in the round of 16, 60-44, knocked off Mattawan in the quarterfinals, 57-42, and against Tom Zimmer North, 55-47. That game, Kevin, just to recap it a little bit, it was certainly a bit of a sloppier game than we saw in the first semi before with Point Beach and Manasquan. But, you know, what you, I think, take from Lakewood is so many people, and I was, as we've watched them now the last couple of times that they've been on the floor, so many people think Lakewood gets the ball offensively and they just sprint down the floor as quick as they can. And it's actually quite the opposite. This is really a slow-down team that loves to shoot the ball from the outside.
Yeah, I think Lakewood feels like the key to them is they try and play really good team defense, and on the offensive end are actually quite disciplined. I think the other night against Tom Zimmer North, it was the three-point shooting of Tyrese Bevert early that really allowed them to get out and stay, because the Mariners had gotten off to a good start. He hit 4 3-pointers in that opening half. It is not a team that necessarily does a ton of running. Obviously, if the opportunity exists, they're not going to pull it out. But this by no means is a run-and-gun team, and that, you know, it's more likely this game would be played in the 50s than it would in the 70s.
A couple of X factors, for me at least, in this one. You know, does Point Beach have to go to their bench today? They obviously weren't comfortable doing it the other night against Manasquan. That's number one. But I think at least athletically, Point Beach matches up with Lakewood fairly well. You know, the Pioneers certainly very athletic. And I think one of the matchups, Kevin, that you can certainly touch on that will be so interesting is the two guys who have a C next to their name position-wise because they play it so differently. Ben Watson at 6'7" is a banger. 11 points per game, close to 15 rebounds per contest, and is a wide body. Probably known more as a football player than a basketball player. Where on the flip side, Dom Yule at 6'8", maybe a little bit bigger, but he's not much of an inside guy except when he slashes to the basket off the dribble.
Yeah, and he's very athletic, as you said, sir. Certainly will run down on the break. An exciting player, a highlight kind of player. He does things each game that the crowd gets up on their feet, whether it be a block or a dunk or a slash of some kind. Whereas you said, you know, Ben Watson will sort of bang around in the middle more or less, will pick up a lot of garbage underneath from offensive rebounds. And it'll also be interesting to see who plays man, who plays zone, because that matchup would be interesting. The other one I find, who will match up, if it is a man for Point Beach, with Tyrese Bevorette? Now, the point guard for Point Beach is Matt Farrell. I would think, Matt, from a standpoint of quickness, he's quick enough to stay with Tyrese Bevorette, or at least be close to him. As a matter of fact, it was Farrell who, I think, played great defense the other night against J.R. Hobby when they switched him at halftime, really shut him down in the second half. This is a different beast, though, because Tyrese Bevorette will not only shoot the three, and he's made 40 of them, he's very comfortable driving to the basket as well. So that is an interesting matchup. Wouldn't be shocked. Here's what I'm going to throw at you. Wouldn't be shocked at some point if the Beach even considers putting someone like Ewell on Bevorette. Tall, rangy, quick as well. Just one of those things we'll watch. This will be a little bit of a chess game.
Point Beach has made 3 appearances in the Shore Conference Finals leading into this one. They are 0-3 for Lakewood, a mainstay in the tournament for so many years before kind of hitting a dry spell. Their last appearance was 1995 when they got beat by CBA 58-57. This is the 16th time that the Pioneers have been to this part of the Shore Conference tournament. They are 7-8 in their final appearances, trying to even it all up at 8 wins and 8 runner-up trophies. Why don't we step out here? We'll take a quick timeout, 60-second break. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. It is Shore Conference Final on the boys' side. Number 1 Lakewood versus number 2 Point Beach, and it's live on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's broadcast, this afternoon's broadcast, made possible by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking.
You say tonight because we've been used to broadcasting it at night, and we're actually used to doing these games at night. The last couple of years, they've been Friday night affairs here, or at least night affairs. This year, a Saturday afternoon boys-girls doubleheader. Again, congratulations to Joe Montano and Red Bank Catholic girls beating Point Burrow in a well-attended, just like today's girls' final. Now it's time for the boys' final.
And that was an interesting game. Both teams really struggled shooting at time, and it looked like RBC was going to put it away late in the third quarter, and Burrow made a run, actually tied the game, had the ball down a point. Matt, a very questionable offensive foul call against Kelly Hughes in the last minute. RBC wins it 50-46, their sixth championship, first in a while here at the event.
Point Pleasant Beach, let's go with their starting lineup first. The second-seeded Garnet Gulls under the direction of 10th-year head coach Nick Catania. A very talented starting five. Number three, Matt Farrell. He is the point guard and the team's leading scorer at about 16 points per game, 6 foot junior. He'll be joined in the backcourt by number 32, P.J. Caniti, a 6 foot senior, also averaging just under 16 points per contest. The front court, number 23, Riley Calzanetti, who had a whale of a game the other night against Manasquan, 12 points per contest, 6'4", big imposing force inside. Number 24 is Noah Yates. Yates is 6'5", junior, averaging just under 9 points per contest. And the center is number 25, Dom Ewell. He is a 6'8", junior, averaging a double-double, just under 11 points per contest and just over 10 rebounds per contest. For Lakewood, the Piners at 21-1. Randy Holmes is in his sixth year as the head coach, and he is the connection to the last time that the Piners won the Shore Conference Championship. He was a star in the 1991 campaign. Malik Mendez gets the start in the backcourt tonight. Mendez, a 5'11 senior, averaging 9.6 points per contest. Tyrese Beverett, the team's perhaps best player, maybe one of the best athletes in the entire Shore Conference, on his way to Stony Brook to play football. Beverett, a 6 foot senior, 20 points per contest, just under 9 rebounds, and oh, by the way, 5 steals per contest. Maurice Diawara is a forward. He is a junior, wears number 12, 6'3", 6.2 points per contest. Jared Craddix, who was a spark plug the other night. Craddix, good, hardworking player for Lakewood, just under 10 points per game, 6'3", senior. And the big man in the middle is the junior, 6'7", center, number 44, Ben Watson. Talked about his numbers already, 11 points per contest and just under 15 rebounds per contest.
The officials this afternoon, Tommy Keyes, Lou DeGeorge, and John Werner. Good crew, longtime Shore Conference officials.
Lakewood is in their home white uniforms today as the top seed in the tournament. The Piners sporting Lakewood across the chest in blue, blue numerals, white shorts, and the blue trim. For Point Beach, all red today. Beach across the chest in white, white numerals, red shorts with the white stripes down the side. Busy day of basketball here on the Shore Sports Network. We go from the college ranks here to the high school ranks. Thanks so much for joining us. Also streaming live at shoresportsnetwork.com or on your mobile device by downloading the Radio Pup app. It will be Craddix and Ewell to jump center. Pretty near a capacity crowd on hand here today. Lou DeGeorge, the veteran Shore Conference official, will step in the Hawk emblem at center court here at the MAC and toss it up. We are set for basketball on a Saturday afternoon. Rain outside, but we expect it to be pretty comfortable in here. Off the opening tip, it will be a quick foul on a steal. P.J. Caniti had possession of it, taken away by Mendez and Beverett. Beverett went to the line, and he was quickly hacked in the act of going to the rim, and he will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Matt Farrell picking up the early foul. Not a good sign for the Garnet Gulls.
Beverett to the line for two shots. Shot very well from the free throw line the other night against Tom's River North.
Boy, especially in the fourth quarter when the Mariners kept fouling, trying to get back in the game.
Second one coming up from Beverett is also good. Give Lakewood a 2-0 advantage. With the made free throws, it allows the Piners to set up some pressure. They will go man-to-man. Beverett will play Farrell walking up court. Ewell on the left side. Swing it up top for Yates. Flipped on the right for Farrell. Beverett all over him. Yates looking to penetrate past Watson. Yule has it around three defenders hanging in the air. Shot no good. Poked up a couple times. Yates gets it back. Kennedy the long range three. That's off the mark. Yule kept it alive. Yates pulls down the loose ball. And now Point Beach will reset.
What did Yule sky over Watson to keep that one alive?
Here's Kennedy looking to drive. Cut off at the left elbow by Mendez. Farrell gets it back now. He's going to have his hands full with Beverett playing him all day long. Flip on the right side for Kennedy. Gets a screen from Yule. Screen and roll. Yule taking it down on the right block. Lost the ball and was fouled there by Malik Mendez. It'll be his first and the team's first non-shooting foul. Point Beach basketball baseline right. 7:03 to go in the first quarter. Lakewood leads 2-0. Farrell triggering the inbounds play. Looking for some help. Calzanetti had a tip, deflected, and Beverett quick to get the loose ball for Lakewood. Beverett will take a three from the right side, just off the mark. Long rebound fought for. Watson and Kennedy go after it. Last touch by the Gulls. It'll be Piner basketball. Diawara will put it in play on the sideline. It is Farrell who starts on Beverett in really this first kind of half-court possession for Lakewood. Mendez flips off on the left for Diawara. Point Beach playing man-to-man defense as well. Beverett trying to break down Farrell. Gives to Diawara, left wing. Couple of bounces down to the corner, spinning away from Yule. At the baseline, he stopped. Loose ball last touched by Lakewood. It'll be Point Beach basketball. 6:31 to go in the opening quarter. Piner's the only 2 points of the day. Couple of free throws from Beverett. Farrell able to get past Beverett for just a second, but great closing speed defensively. Kennedy. Couple of dribbles right, picks it up. Calzanetti at the foul line. Farrell trying to break down Beverett again. Gets the screen from Calzanetti, but no return pass on the pick and roll. Diawara, however, has Farrell on the switch. Yates trying to take Watson. Left side layup, no good. And Watson grabs the loose ball for Lakewood.
Yates got under the basket just a little too far when he tried to lay it up, hit the front of the rim.
Mendez bouncing it off on the right side for Watson, who flashes out high. Craddix. Flips back to Mendez, right sideline in front of the Beach bench. Back to Mendez now on a return pass from Beverett. Mendez will pull back out. Flip to DOR at the foul line. One dribble down the lane. Give off to Craddix. Wants to go reverse underneath. Missed the shot. Had it partially blocked. Put back attempt. No good. And Yates there with a loose ball for Point Beach.
Garnet Gulls still looking for their first basket. Teams have come out slow shooting the ball.
2-0. 5:15 to go in this first quarter. Who said it could be a game we see in the 50s right now on cue. Yule with a three from the outside, off the mark. Calzanetti and Watson combine. It will be last touch by Calzanetti, so white basketball. That's Lakewood today.
Oh, Calzanetti made a living the other night against North, Matt, of backing down in the middle and getting himself in position. Craddock's doing a good job of not allowing that to happen so far here.
Here's Beverett looking to drive down the lane. He is called for a travel on his way to the basket. Wanted a foul. That never came. 4:57 to go. We're still looking for our first basket. As Lakewood had the two free throws, they continue to lead here 2-0.
Would you call this jitters to open the game or different surroundings? Defense, all right.
Yule trying to go one-on-one on Diawara. Entry pass to Calzanetti. Tripped him up at the baseline, and Farrell then caught it on the sideline. Whistled for being out of bounds, and Lakewood getting it back. That, I would just say, sloppiness. Mendez breaks the timeline with the dribble. Bouncing right for Beverett. Craddix, far sideline, will give to Diawara. He's played by Yule. Mendez now trying to get it down into the post. Watson had it taken away. Kennedy picks up the loose ball. Beach looking to run just a little bit, but Lakewood back defensively. Yates on the drive, kicks out Calzanetti. Back to Yates, left corner. Farrell now on the sideline will pull out. We're midway through this first quarter. 2-0 Lakewood. Kennedy trying to go past Mendez. Will stop and pop from the left elbow. That's no good. Up over the top, Diawara takes down the rebound. Diawara against Yule. Stops foul line. Watson from the outside threw up an air ball. That's not his shot.
Yeah.
And it will go back to Point Beach.
Teams are a little frustrated right now on the offensive end, not getting a lot of real good looks. And as you said, credit the defense.
Farrell getting the screen from Yates. Able to go past Beverett for just a second. Now on the return pass, Farrell pulls back out and resets with 3:20 to go, first quarter. Kennedy and Yates work the screen and roll. Calzanetti at the top. Farrell, good ball fake, able to free himself open for a right side jumper, and good. Finally get Beach on the board. About 4 minutes and 50 seconds into the game, we are tied at two.
And as you said, the good ball fake created a little separation, able to get the open jump shot and nail it.
Diawara flipping left side for Mendez. Two bounces to his right. Beverett flips more right for Diawara on the sideline. Going down towards the corner, now spinning back towards the lane. Craddix will put it on the floor. Watson flipping back out for Mendez. That's a big screen. That's a big man to get around. Off the roll, Watson had it. Tried to dump down low for Craddix, and a couple of bad possessions for Ben Watson. One bad shot, and that one bad pass. 2:35 and running here in the first quarter. 2-2 our score. The dump down for Calzanetti on the block. Had it deflected on his way up. Yates gets it. His three on the way. Just rimming out. Loose ball cleared by Watson. Lakewood will have Diawara bring it up court here. Under no pressure. And slowly set the offense. Beverett down on the block left side. Is fouled by Farrell. That's going to be his second.
Well, that's bad. That is bad, bad news for the goals. And that's a bad matchup, Matt. When Beverett goes in the low block, really, that's a tough matchup for Farrell. He's not going to win that one very often.
An immediate switch is taking place. Farrell will go over and play Mendez, and it will be Yates, the second man up on Beverett, off the inbound. Ball will go out of bounds. Beverett saying he was bumped by Yates. Doesn't get the whistle, and it will go back to Point Beach. 2-2. With 2 minutes left.
2 minutes in the quarter. Two.
Farrell bouncing in the high post for Yule. Yule spinning in the lane. Turnaround jumper no good. And a late whistle coming in. It'll be charged to Craddix, I believe. His first and the team's second. It'll send Yule to the line for two.
I think the call was he might have had his hand on his hip and kind of shoved him as he went for the shot. Not a ton of contact, but I guess enough.
First free throw coming up for Yule. Is good. Gives Point Beach their first lead of the day at 3-2.
Guess what? Substitution for Point Beach, something we never said the other night.
Second one by Ewell, also good. It'll be Farrell that has to sit, so Point Beach will lose some ball handling and some leadership. They will, however, gain some size as Bryant coming in measuring about 6'8".
Jeff Bryant, a junior center. Let's see, we'll handle the ball for the Garnet Gulls on offense.
Diawara will stop and pop left elbow and hit it. Nobody came out to play him, and he gets Lakewood their first basket of the day. Tied at four we are with a minute 35 left. The checkout of Farrell also will probably have Knievy with his hands on the ball more. Has it right now. Left side three on the way. Well short. Loose ball tipped around a couple of times. Craddix grabs for Lakewood. Piners looking to retake the lead. We are tied at four with 75 seconds to go in the first quarter. Diawara, some fancy dribbling, trying to free himself from Calzanetti. Right side jumper, no good. Bryant will grab the loose ball for Point Beach.
Knievy, who's the second leading scorer, averaging nearly 16 a game, has really not had the hot hand in this tournament, Matt. They could really use him to get going.
Yates, right elbow. Tries to flip for Knievy. Deflected ball went all the way through to Calzanetti on the left side. Yule flashing out here near midcourt. Calzanetti left elbow. Dumped down for Yates. Mismatch. Yates was fouled by Mendez. Good recognition by Point Beach that time. Yates at 6'5". Mendez just 5'11".
That's called number five, I think Mendez.
It's going to be his second. Third team foul. So we have Mendez with two. Farrell with two. First free throw from Yates is good. Giving Point Beach back the lead, 5-4. Marquise Oliver will check into the game right now for Lakewood. Oliver, 6-foot senior, take out Mendez. Second free throw, no good. Watson had the rebound but couldn't hold on to it. Beach will keep possession.
Well, good job by Bryant as well to go up and not go over the back of Watson and at least force, I think, Ben a little bit to have to reach and then lose the ball.
Yates baseline left. Looked for Yule quickly. Now Calzanetti has it. Trying to spin his way inside. Taken away by Beverett. 2-on-2. Beverett down the right side of the lane. Lost the ball. Deflected out by Knievy. Lakewood keeps with 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. 5-4 Point Beach.
Fast moving first quarter and low scoring.
off the inbound. Watson gets it. Watson off the glass from the right side. Big Phil gets his first points of the day. 6-5 Lakewood.
Nice set inbounds play. Watson with the easy 8-foot banker.
Yule on the right side. Off the screen and roll. Calzanetti. Great catch, finish, and foul. Calzanetti caught it awkwardly, spun well to the line, and will look to complete the three-point play.
The 6'4 senior was our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game the other night, and that's what he did a lot of. If he gets the ball in a good spot under the basket, very, very difficult to defend.
Free throw missed, however. That foul was on Craddock. That's also his second. Team's fourth. Point Beach 7, Lakewood 6, coming up on 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Beverett has it with 5, crossing over on Yates down the right side of the lane. Missed shot, put back by Watson, partially blocked. And we will head into our quarter break. Points at a premium so far. Lakewood trailing Point Beach 7-6. Garnet goals up by 1. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the Shore Conference Boys Tournament Final on the Shore Sports Network.
And today's game made possible by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it. Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach, home of the Garnet Gold.
Pretty easy to keep track of the scoring so far in this one. No one has more than 2 points, and the teams have combined in the first quarter for 13. 7 on the board for Point Beach, 6 for Lakewood. As we're getting set for the start of quarter number 2 here. Field goal percentage, you know, at the benefit of College Arena, we get some stats put up on the board. Both teams shooting each, Kevin, at 22% from the field.
You'd like to have the under in this one, as the teams are clearly struggling offensively. But plenty of time for things to pick up. You know, also a different setting, let's be honest. We said, I think, sometimes at Brookdale, the team struggled, especially early. Get accustomed to the backdrop and the depth perception and all of that. As we start quarter number 2, it'll be Point Beach basketball.
Goals are moving left to right on your radio dial. Kennedy will throw in on the floor with Yates, Yule, Calzanetti, and Bryant. Farrell will stay on the bench with the 2 fouls. Yule will flip for Yates. Now for Calzanetti, right wing. Diawara, Oliver, Beverett. Ball almost taken away by Lakewood. Craddock and Watson on the floor for the Piners. Kennedy working against Craddock on the left perimeter. Dumped down for Yule on the block, swatted away by Diawara, but a foul inside. Watson or Beverett. It'll be Beverett, his first, team's fifth.
Number 10, Tyrese Beverett, his first personal foul, fifth team.
So Beverett getting his first, and Yule will go back to the free throw line here for 2 shots. Yule missing the first one. Second one coming up. That one also clanked off. 7:30 to go. Point Beach maintaining that 7-6 advantage. Beverett brought it up court. Diawara has it on the left wing. Watson and Bryan with a good battle down low. Watson trying to get position. Diawara will stop from the left elbow off the mark. Calzanetti ripping down the board for Point Beach. Knievy lost it out of bounds after pressure from Diawara, and Lakewood will get it right back with 7:08 to go in the second quarter.
Matt, everything is being challenged on the defensive end. There's nothing easy. You can't make any lazy passes this afternoon.
Beverett off the inbounds pass, went around the screen, and on the drive, he'll get called for a charge. His second, team sixth. 2 on Mendez, 2 on Beverett, and 2 on Craddock for Lakewood. 7 minutes to go, as Kennedy will bring it up court. Beverett stays in the game with the 2 fouls. Bounce on the left for Yates. Back up top now for Kennedy. Yule, a step back from the left elbow. Flipping on the right side. Yates wanting Calzanetti. He's doubled. And now Kennedy will get it back between the circles. Flipping off on the left side for Yule. Yule trying to go past Diawara. So hard to penetrate past Lakewood. And then Yule got it, shuffled his feet before the skip pass up top on the turnover.
Oh, good idea what he wanted to do. But as he said, shuffled the feet before he made the pass. Garnet Gold's are going to bring Matt Farrell back in now with 2 fouls. Of course, Lakewood's got a trio of guys with 2.
7-6 continuing to be our score. Craddock and Beverett, the two guys on the floor right now for Lakewood with the two fouls. Mendez on the bench with two for the Pioneers as well. Diawara played at the top of the key by Yule. Goes left side. Some contact, no call. Rebound tipped up. Last touched by Point Beach. So in the backcourt, Beverett able to grab it and bring it back up court. 2 minutes into our second quarter. No one has scored yet here in quarter number two either. Diawara for Oliver. Top of the key. Farrell, good defense. Last touched by Oliver. It'll be Beach basketball.
They won't be making any highlight tapes for offensive basketball out of this one.
Now they've changed the direction that the ball is going, and they will give it to Lakewood. Officials having a quick conversation. Eric Davis coming into the game for the Pioneers, 6'4 forward. He is a senior, takes out Marquise Oliver. In the backcourt, Beverett will go and collect and bring it up court. 5:35 to go in this first half. 7-6 Point Beach. The dump down for Watson. He'll try to go glass on the right side, and he will.
Boy, terrific pass by Beverett and got Watson right on the low block. Good finish.
8-7 off the press break. Calzanetti going right at Watson. Missed the shot, missed the tip. Loose ball. Calzanetti getting it back. Will try to go over Watson. Can't. And Watson able to finally grab it. Beverett in transition from the right side. Will pull out and reset the offense. Davis will get called for a travel. Talk about a game searching for some flow. This is it.
Matt, you commented the other night how many of those calls we've seen. The one where the player gets the pass and moves the feet before the ball goes down. It's a plethora of those, seems, this basketball season.
Full court pressure by Lakewood. Beach able to beat it. Knievy with a three from the right side. That's good.
Well, maybe that'll get Knievy going.
10-8 Point Beach.
First three of the afternoon.
Beverett, who was so good from three the other night, has his hands on the ball. Diawara top the key, flipping left for Davis. 4:35 to go in the first half. Point Beach 10, Lakewood 8. Knievy fighting forward with Craddock on the baseline, and then the ball deflected out of bounds. Diawara couldn't hang on to it, and it will go back to the goals here, trying to extend a two-point advantage. Knievy and Farrell use Yates to help get the ball up court. Lakewood backing the press off, and Knievy able to break the timeline. Working one-on-one against Craddock, who lets him go. Skip pass for Yule. Yates is open from the right wing. That one back rim, no good. Knievy with the offensive rebound. Ran into Watson, no good. Calzanetti missed the putback attempt. Still loose on the floor. Diawara grabs it. Midway through our second quarter. Steal by Farrell. Deflected pass up ahead of the field. Will have it blocked by Davis. Farrell able to get it back. No goaltend was called.
How could that not be goaltending?
Farrell going to drive here. Right side layup. He'll get that one to go.
Wow.
I didn't want to say block because I was waiting for the whistle.
Yeah.
12-8 Point Beach with the biggest lead of the afternoon for either team. Foul is Beverett. Looking to drive to the basket.
Matt, unless I missed something, didn't the ball hit it?
Or, didn't
the ball hit the backboard first?
No, I missed the replay. TV here doing the game here today as well. Credit Farrell, however, for sticking with it.
Absolutely.
And getting the basket. That last foul on Yates, by the way, his first, team's third. Beverett back to the line where he is now 3 of 3. Second free throw coming up for Beverett, who also already on the day has 3 steals to go along with now 4 points. 12-10 Point Beach. 3.5 minutes to go in this first half. Yule flipping off for Yates. Skip up over the top for Farrell. Going to drive down the middle part of the lane. Floater over Watson, no good. Calzanetti tried to just tip it up, but tipped it out of bounds. It will go back to Lakewood.
Now you can make an argument, Matt, that Tyrese Beverett is the most valuable player of any basketball team. His numbers, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 4-5 steals per game. As you said at the top, he does everything for this Pioneer team.
3 minutes remaining. Beverett looking to drive. Started left, crosses right. Watson goes glass right side, no good. Yule tipped it up. It'll fall back into the hands of Diawara. Beverett with a first 3-ball attempt. That's off the mark. Craddock's offensive rebound also off the mark. Ewell and Diawara come together. Last touch by Lakewood. Point Beach basketball with 2:50 to go in the first half.
Boy, Craddocks was so good the other night against Toms River North, and that was what he did a lot of. He grabbed the offensive rebound. Won't have an easier putback, but it missed.
Knievy up court. Beverett was there to deflect it, but out of bounds. And Beach will put the ball back in play. 2:40 off the inbound. Farrell in the backcourt. Beverett has continued to play him, even with the two fouls. Yates left elbow. Around the screen, Knievy has it. Bounce down on the high post for Calzanetti. Trying that spin move. Kick in the corner for Farrell on the left side. Farrell saw an opening. Cut off. Now Yates right corner. Back to Farrell. 2:15 to go in quarter number two. Yates open from three. Way off the mark. Beverett picks up the loose ball. Spinning away from Farrell. Up court weaving his way. The stop and pop from Davis on the right side is good. That's a two. And it ties our score at 12 with 2 minutes remaining. 7-6 after one quarter. The offense hasn't